When that first started, privatisation, we always reckoned years ago that water was too dear. So at that time, we thought, well, we could run it cheaper than the water resources. Well, in those days, it was about $9.50 a megalitre. We started off with an advisory board. When it first started, I remember there was an asset register put out by the water resources. And with that asset register, of all the things that was wrong with the system, I think it might have frightened a lot of irrigators that it was going to cost such a vast amount of money to fix up. At that particular time, my brother-in-law was head engineer in New South Wales at Bridge Construction. On that advisory board, we got him here to look into this asset register, and he could see where there was a lot of things that didn't want fixing at all. And if they did want fixing, there was ways of making it a lot cheaper. For example, the water resources engineer said that these 17 checks in the Mulwala Canal possibly should be taken out and renewed because they were old and they would fail. This Brian Pearson, he asked the question, was any tests been put on them? And they said, no, they hadn't been. So they put tests on them, and they were as solid as the day they put them there when they did the test. So the only changes that took place after that was that they put the radial doors in. That was a big saving, I think about $17 million at the time, because that's what they suggested was going to cost. The government saw that after we were going as the advisory board that the irrigators could manage, they've opted out and let private enterprise take over. And it's up to the irrigators now to decide. They can choose who they want in the board and how they want the whole system to run. It's back on the irrigators now.